Good morning. This is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, February 28th. And then as this morning, I'm switching all my comments now to the May contracts. May corn up 27 cents at 682 and three quarters. May wheat up 25 and three quarter cents at 905 and a half. And May beans up 39 and a quarter cents at 1623 and three quarters. We did have two new sales this morning, 136,000. Metric tons of beans to China, that's new crop, 120,000 metric tons of beans, old crop to unknown. Obviously, the big news this morning is Putin putting his nuclear capabilities on high alert out here. That's rattled the markets. Silver's up 57, the gold's up 30, the Dow Jones is down 400. Crude oil is up $3.59 a barrel, but we're about $4 off its highs right now. Obviously, you know, nobody knows what Putin's thinking out here, but it's got the world shaking a little bit. Maybe he made that announcement to sell more crude oil at higher prices. Who knows with this guy? I think the big concern out there this morning on wheat and corn in particular is that during this war or this invasion, who's going to be planting the Ukrainian crops? Are they going to be able to get loans for those crops? Are they going to be able to get fuel and fertilizer to plant those crops? And those are the big questions. My guess is that one way or another, if Russia doesn't control those areas, the farmers will try to plant and hope that they get the dough for it. If it looks like one of the oligarchs is going to be taking over the Ukrainian farmland to offset what they're losing because of Putin's follies out here, the farmers just might burn it down or not do anything with it. In any case, a shortage from Ukrainian wheat and corn would be a blow to this market. There was talk this morning about trying to open up CRP acres and trying to get more countries around the world to plant more. So, you know, I think you got to be very, very careful out here. You know, where do we go from here? You know, Egypt, been the biggest buyer of wheat. They're putting out a tender here this morning. There's 19 other countries that Egypt can get wheat from besides the Ukraine and Russia. We'll have to see if they go elsewhere for the wheat and at what prices out here. But the dollar's back up 25 ticks. We're about 50 off our highs right now, but we're still pushing 97 cents. We're at 96.80. That certainly isn't going to encourage anybody to buy anything from the U.S. But if they're stuck and have to, maybe they will. We'll have to see. Overall, we had the down day on Friday. Charts couldn't have looked worse. But coming back on this knee-jerk reaction because of Putin's comments, who knows? Putin is also apparently in talks on the Belarus border. His minions are there at the border. I don't know if Zelensky is going to be there personally, but there's some kind of talks going on. Is it going to lead to anything? Who knows? I think Putin is losing this thing. The whole world seems to be against him. Even the Chinese don't seem to be too supportive out here. So I think he may have to reconsider what he's doing out here. And if they pull back quickly from most of the areas in Ukraine, they leave the Donbas to Russia and the rest of Ukraine to the Ukrainians, maybe that'll be the solution out here. But for the time being, everything's up in the air. The market's reacting to his comments about nuclear status out here, and we'll have to see where it goes the rest of the day. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.